Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, do come in, one and all. This is Cuddle Club. I'm Lou Sanders. Welcome to it. I hope you're having a lovely time. This week, I'm talking to Alistair Green. He is funny boy, isn't he? Yeah, lovely fun boy. You know him from the internet and other things. I mean, he acts in lots of stuff as well, but he'll always be an internet sensation to me. He's the person most likely to flake out on a social event, but he's the person that you want most in a social event. Anyway, I'll stop wittering on. Women, what are we like? And let's get into the podcast. I'll say hello. Hello.
Hello, Lou.
That's not very natural in, is it?
No, I thought it was delightful. What's that little mug you're drinking there?
I made this with my friend Helena. So it's, well, you get the cup. And then I painted, well, you have to guess what side I painted. So there's that side and there's this side.
I mean, they're both a bit of a mess. So it could be, either one could be you.
So the internet sensation, Alistair Green, has not got a microphone.
No, I don't.
And yet he's very popular. So you don't need all the gadgets and gizmos. Well,
I don't think my popularity isn't conditional upon having a microphone, as far as I'm aware.
No.
The many DMs I get, the abuse, the very few of them say, how come you haven't got an external mic, mate? Call yourself a comedian. That's my favourite thing on Twitter. You know when people go in the replies and go,
yeah.
You know when they take things seriously and go, actually, what you'll find is this. And then someone else goes, it's a joke, mate. And then they go, maybe you should say it. Not much of a comedian. Not much of a comedian if you have to explain it. No, you're the one who has to explain it, you moron.
Not much of a comedian if I'm still really thick.
Yeah. Not much of a comedian if I don't understand jokes. Someone once DM'd me and said, hey, I know this is going to sound mad, but maybe if you put S in brackets to denote when you're being sarcastic, because I worry that a lot of people don't get it. Yeah, yeah.
No, no. Oh, my God, idiots on board. I don't get any abuse. What's it like?
Gives me the ill.
No, I do. I joined TikTok, but I left again because my nephew was so embarrassed that I had to leave.
That's the one app I've left for the abuse was just so nasty.
Yeah.
I thought it's really strange because the image of TikTok is fun, young people having a good time, but what I don't mention is older people getting abused.
It is so...
It's horrible. It's toxic.
Right, you ready to podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got a podcast?
No.
Do you know what? I think that's so classy.
When I go on people's podcasts, my episode is by far the most popular.
Is it?
Yeah.
God, I don't know where your character ends and your personality begins.
It's fascinating, isn't it? It's fascinating, isn't it?
Let's drill down into that.
No, let's not.
Oh, I was going to go all Terry Wogan then. Do you remember Terry Wogan?
Yeah, that's the most aggressive interviewer that sprung to mind. Not Paxman, not Dimbleby. Terry, I'm going all Terry Wogan on you.
Well, he had a twinkle in his eye, sure.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I'm not going to lose the twinkle, not for anyone.
Do you remember old Parkinson interviews, Michael Parkinson interviews that were quite... They were very straight. They were like modern chat shows are just, you have to laugh. Like Jonathan Ross or Alan Carr. Like they're funny, but the whole thing is you got to laugh like every 10 seconds. It's got to be a joke. Like Graham Norton or whatever. It's very light. But you watch those old ones, even from like the 80s, like, and they're very serious. Like, actors come on to talk about their project properly and like take it seriously. Yeah. And it's quite interesting.
It was a different time. It was shoulder pads. It was The Office. It was Succeeding. It was The Cult of the Self.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And that's what Cuddle Club is at its core.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, I must have got a different brief. Yeah. I've been sort of labouring under the misapprehension that it was, you know, just about nothing, really.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Can I say what winds me up about you?
Maybe.
Are you coming round tomorrow, Wednesday?
Well, the reason is, Lou, I'm working next week, so I've got to be careful with mixing and stuff like that. I'm just being very, very cautious. I got an email from something I'm working on next week that literally said there's 25,000 cases a day. The cast and crew are testing positive, like, you know, nearly every week. So can you bear in mind if you're watching the football, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. You know, it's work. I've got to sort of bear that in mind and I don't want to.
What work is it?
I'm filming The Great.
What's that?
It's a TV show. It's a very, very good TV show about Catherine the Great. And it's very funny. So watch it if you see it. I'm basically loving it. But it's so good.
Well, if it's so good, why did I audition for the main part and not get it?
I think that's probably one of its strengths. Is that all the critics are saying 5 stars, Lou Sanders isn't in it. That's literally its selling point. That's perhaps how Channel 4 should have sold it. Lou Sanders isn't in this. People have gone, okay, I'll give it a chance.
I know, I very rarely get acting stuff, but that role wasn't for me. I really tried my best and Luke was
did you? Which, what were you up for? Catherine the Great? Yeah?
I think so.
That's weird. They gave it to Elle Fanning.
No, not Catherine the Great. I've realised one of the servants...
Oh, okay. Did you get confused there? Did you go into the audition and read for Catherine? And they go, sorry, what are you doing? I just think I'm better suited to the main part. No, you're literally a servant. You don't even say any words. You come in, sweep the floor and go home. Yeah, just hear me. Let's try something, guys. Let's try something. I'm going to read the part of Nicholas and let's go with it. Let me show you what I've got. Dear,
In my head, the title got confused with the title, with the character, and then I realised I was.
Did you really? Yeah. Did you really audition for it?
Yeah, I did.
And you genuinely? Hang on. Did you really just think a second ago you got confused and thought you auditioned for the main part? You live in a complete dream world. You're completely insane. Oh, it's weird. I didn't get the part in Mission Impossible. What were you up for? Tom Cruise's role. Are you sure? Oh no, I was a runner. I've just remembered I was a runner. I didn't get it. Just delusional.
No, but I do get confused with details, but also
little details.
You know the title, Catherine the Great. I just took the title and ran with it.
And thought, yeah, that's me. Yeah. That's got to be about me.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't get the part of the serpent, probably because I thought she should be playing Catherine or nothing here.
Yeah. But yeah, because you turned up to the audition wearing a crown.
Also, it was a home audition, so I didn't turn up to shit. And also, I did a really bad audition for the servant. And Luke said, you're not going to get this. And I said, I know, but we'll go through the motions.
Because, let's do it now. Let's do your audition for the servant in The Great then. What did you have to do?
Try and
can
find
you
the
remember
script?
Your lines? Yeah. Or you can just... We can improvise it. I can be the other person.
Okay. I just want to check what part I did go for, but... Oh, here we go. No, it's not.
Yeah.
I can't find it. Oh, hang on. It's a different show entirely.
Right. So it wasn't even The Great. Okay. Again, a little detail, isn't it, Lou? Did you turn up for Doctor Who or something and go, hi, I'm here reading the part of Catherine the Great?
It's The Serpent Queen is what I auditioned for.
Wait a minute. So when you said, I auditioned for The Great because I read the title and thought that was me. So if you auditioned for The Serpent Queen, did you go, oh, that's me?
Well, I auditioned for Catherine, who is the main part in The Serpent Queen. So very similar. I didn't see What's myself as being a serpent queen. Well, that's one of these shows, you know.
Okay, right.
Yeah. So, how do you feel about the word cuddle?
Given what we've just said, I feel sick. I feel physically sick. I don't want to be cuddled by a serpent queen.
No, but if you're not imagining cuddling me, just the word cuddle.
Just the word cuddle. The word itself, the sound of it makes me feel ill. It's like one of those soft words that's like, it feels coercive. It's like, it's just a cuddle. It's what pedos say. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, give us a cuddle. Yeah. Like those horrible footage of old game shows where the host kisses the little girl. Goes, give me, those really creepy, like, it's like that. Yeah. It's very coercive. It's just a cuddle. What's the problem? Yeah. Hey, we're just having a cuddle. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's a real sort of a real infringement of personal boundaries, you know, under the guise of something innocent.
Wow, what a great answer, actually. But it's made me sad, certainly. What about when I, before a gig, if we were on a gig together, I would sort of gently bum you from the side or aggressively.
Do you know, I'll remember this yesterday when
you
I was
miss
thinking
it, don't
about
you?
This. Not really, no. Oh. And yeah, this is one of the things you do is every time you see me, you bend me over and simulate pegging me from behind, don't you? What's the reasoning behind that?
It just feels nice.
Do you ever think if it feels nice for me?
The thing is, I've got to be careful how I phrase this. You say you want it, but you say you don't want it.
No, wait.
But you did once say to me, in the age of consent, I have checked with you, and you have said, you know, you're giving me mixed messages, really. But I think you miss it when it's gone.
No, not that much. I think I sort of let it happen because I know I can't get out of it. It's like, if you ever watch cattle having sex in a field, it's like I'm the cow, I just get it over with. And I'm just, standing in a field, blinking my eyes, just get on with it. And then I'll go back to eating the grass or whatever it is I do. You know, I just want it over with, really.
Oh, good. Well, that's a free pass for me to do it whenever I want to still, isn't it?
If that's how you want to read that, yeah.
No, come on. I think you don't know what you've got till it's gone. And with gigs closing down and stuff in the pandemic, I think the number one thing you missed was me sort of pegging you from behind.
I kind of would. It's preferable to you hugging me, but I think that more says more about how much I don't want you to hug me. That I would rather take the simulated bumming.
Cuddle club. I think that's enough. So now we've established that you love me pegging you at gigs or just whenever, let's move on to the quick fire round.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. Question one. Ever used a flashlight?
Flashlight? No.
Anything on your bucket list?
No.
Nothing on your you haven't got a bucket list. Nothing you want to do.
There's loads of things I want to do, but I don't need a bucket list where one day I'm going to die. I have to do these things. There's lots of things I want to do.
Oh, right. What's the top thing you want to do?
Go to Japan.
Cute. That's very cute, actually.
Go to Japan and visit the Muji house. Nice, organized, clean house. You know Muji, the shop? It's just very peaceful shop. Sometimes I just go in there and go, yeah. It's just very, if you Google Muji house, you just see nice, organized things. I love an organized kitchen cupboard. Do you know that thing, that feeling of like opening a kitchen, you know where everything is, it's nice. Everything in organized trays.
I love that as well. I cleaned my storage cupboard. I clean it out, put everything in boxes, and I showed my new boyfriend it three times, and he was like, "Okay, well, you show me your cupboard." I was like, "But don't you understand? Look at the storage." And he's like, "Yeah, okay." He doesn't want to see my storage cupboard three times. But
no,
there we are. Here we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
What won't you do for love?
Compromise. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. What won't I do? I don't understand the parameters of the question. Sorry.
Touch quiz. You won't mind that. I'm thinking about touching someone. You have five questions to work out who it is.
Is it a man?
No.
Is it an actress?
I think she's more of a singer.
Is she American?
I think she's English. Oh, no, she's American.
Has she got blonde hair?
Sometimes. You know what these pop starlets are like, Al? Sometimes they'll dye their hair.
I don't even need the last question. I'm going to guess it.
Okay, go on. I'd love to hear it.
Taylor Swift.
It's Ariana Grande.
I was going to say that!
Well, you said Taylor Swift.
Can I just say something? Can I say something? Yeah. Do you know what threw me off? It's because you completely misled me. You said, oh, maybe she's English. On what universe did you think she might be English? So that is why I was like,
Well, because
why
she
would she think, although that doesn't make my guess any better, actually. It makes it more stupid. Yeah.
Exactly. And also, she performed in Manchester, which is why I had to check. Because
what? Because she performed here. You thought, oh, maybe she gained citizenship. I'm kicking myself now. I'm really kicking myself.
You fucked
this. This is a nightmare. This is a nightmare, Lou. I'm ending the podcast. I've never been treated so disgracefully.
I think you have. Have a look at yourself. I think you must have been.
When you pegged me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton.
That was Luke on keys, if you can believe.
Alan de Botton.
Okay, do you want a question from Alan de Botton?
All right.
Have you let people down? That's the first one.
Everyone's let people down.
Yeah, how badly?
What's the next question? Is this his questions?
Yeah, dinner party questions.
Where'd you get these from? How do you know that? Is this bullshit?
No, this is okay. What sort of people you meet in daily life scare you?
Anti-vaxxers.
What are you prone to be addicted to? Attention.
I don't know. I've had to sort of. I've cut out most bad things, in cigarettes and refined sugar and all that stuff. Because I can't be trusted with it. I can't have it in the house.
Really?
It's a greedy little piggy boy. Yeah. You put a packet of biscuits in the house, I'm going to eat them, boy. I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to eat them in one go. So I can't be. I have to lead a very disciplined life in that regard.
You're like a little monk, aren't you?
Do you, Lou?
I don't think I can ever limit my eating because it's just not for me. But I'm toying with intermittent fasting. Have you done that?
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
Do you?
I'm doing it at the moment. Actually, I'm told it's a nutritionist friend of mine told me it was good for you to let your body fast. I mean, it might be rubbish. I'm sure these people listening guys are rubbish. I mean,
I think it is good for you, but isn't it nice to get a big old cuzza at 11 PM sometimes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you can, in theory, then just take your 16-hour break after that, but then you wouldn't be able to eat till 4 o'clock or whatever the next day. So,
you know, you go into an Indian restaurant and you're often the only person in there. How are they making money?
There's one near me, and I'm not kidding you, I've never seen a person in there, never. And regardless of the pandemic, like for years, and I think that all the time, I'm like, okay, maybe they make some money on Deliveroo or takeaways. But yeah, I do wonder about that a lot. I do like the sort of old-fashioned ones, but I think people like the kind of modern ones in the suburbs now.
Yeah, white tablecloth.
Yeah.
Red, like doily kind of, yeah, you know. Right.
Well, I suggested this, didn't I, for the football match. Go to a curry house. Wasn't very popular, was it, Luke? Amongst our group of our WhatsApp group.
But then you probably won't turn up anyway, so.
Well, we're not doing that, basically.
You won't come around. Everyone knows you won't really come around.
Because as we've established, Lou, I'm working and can't risk infecting people.
Yeah, we need to get you fit as a fiddle for your serpent queen role.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
You like films, right?
Some.
Best. You won't mind. I'm dodging through the questions because a lot of the questions you won't answer. So I'm trying to ask you one with no emotional levity to it whatsoever.
You can ask this me one. A question with emotional levity if you want to.
No, no, you don't. You don't want to answer them.
Well, you don't know that.
All right, then here's one. Okay, best, worst or weirdest cuddle you've had?
I think I find them all quite awkward. I think particularly at the moment, it's a thing that people don't know whether to do or not. There's also a weird thing around gender with cuddles.
Mm.
If you're working, like people you don't know very well, all right, see you soon, and all that stuff. It's like, I don't do that, particularly at the moment. I think it's, what's the point? For what? It's a funny one. It's, I guess it's a greeting or it's a, I don't like any of it. I don't like handshakes either. I actually actively dislike, it seems so dumb. Like it's the dumbest thing, shaking hands. It's like this weird kind of Victorian gentleman thing. It's so bizarre. And it's a very thing that men do. Like, I look at my handshake. Like it's a kind of, you know, macho. I don't think it's macho. It's a thing to sort of assert your masculinity on some level.
You could add a little twist at the end. So you know how like clowns have always got like a water pistol in their hand or a flower or something like that.
Yeah.
You could bring that sort of thing back, you know, do a handshake in a business meeting, but really
have one of those electric buzzers. They always struck me as horrible. You ever see that in a film or cartoon where you go, gave you an electric shock. You're like, what? You just gave me an electric shock. Are you fucking mad? That's what I'd say. I go, are you lost your fucking mind? Why don't you just stab me as well?
Because a handshake, I think, tradition is to show that you aren't hiding a weapon.
Yeah,
so
right,
it's a double bluff,
right,
I think. Right. But when you were saying, are you fucking mad? I was thinking, I think I'm going to buy one of those. That's a good prank.
Should have done that in your audition for the Serpent Queen.
Well, if they'd let me in the room, maybe I would have. All right. Who would you like? This will be one that you won't mind answering. Can I just say the only guest that's come on and been like, no, not that question.
Me? Is it me?
Yeah. I respect but
there is a thing about, you know, people feel obliged to answer questions. Don't feel obliged.
Yeah. No, just to, I'm surprised you didn't come with your own questions.
Well, I've got a long list here for you, Lou.
All right. Who would you like to hug? Alive, dead, human or other?
My nieces and nephews, I think I'd like to see them. That's about it, really. You know, kids you're related to, I think, is,
But if you saw me,
you
know, in a curry house watching the football, bleak, that does sound bleak. You know, you haven't seen me for a while. I come in, I smell of roses. You telling me you wouldn't like to put your chin just there? Have a little...
Put my chin on your shoulder? What, like a dog?
Just like a little dog. Waggy little tail.
My little tongue out my mouth.
Yeah. Put your little paws up like that.
Gagging for a popper dog. Please, mummy.
You telling me that's not a beautiful scene? Friend and dog reunited.
Yeah. No, I probably wouldn't do that. No.
It would just be it wouldn't even be a hand, it'd be like a nod of the head from a safe
distance. It's like, I think hugging someone in terms of like when you see them, if you're greeting someone, I think is a fairly, I mean, I do that. I just give no thought to it. I don't go, wow, this is great. You know, I just go, this is a social convention that we're doing, the same saying hello and how are you or whatever. You know, it's just a thing that people do. I don't give it any thought. And that's a separate category where, I mean, there's lots of different types of it, you know, consoling someone or, you know, stuff like that.
You went straight to death, didn't you?
Well, I couldn't think of another example.
Very unproud. There's death and then, well, what else is there actually?
Yeah, well, that's everything, isn't it?
Well, you could put this music under anything.
I'll tell you what, we'll cut in.
Yeah.
Well, I think you look very well at the moment and I'd like everyone to know.
Are you being serious?
That. Yeah, I think you look lovely at the moment.
Lou, can I be honest with you? A lot of people are saying that.
Yes. Why? Is it the no sug?
I don't know. I can't explain it, Lou. Something's happening.
Yeah.
Some kind of alchemy.
Yeah.
Where I'm absolutely glowing.
Yeah, it's powerful. It's powerful.
Must be my aura.
Okay, so what I do normally is hear later, but I'll say a bit afterwards to just say, look, Al's vibe is not going to withstand that.
But you don't know. I don't know what you're going to say.
You'll hate it, Al.
Go on, say it. I won't hate it.
What I do is, in real life, I would give people a cuddle and they'd say what they thought of it and they'd give me a cuddle. But then in the pandy, I'd do it energetically.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah, go on, have a go. Yeah. All right, close your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm coming in. I just wiggle a little bit, pat you on the back, and out I go.
All right.
Did you feel it?
Not really.
No, not really. I felt a lot of resistance, actually.
Yeah, I appreciated the gesture.
When we started this podcast, you seemed really happy. And at the end of it, I've got to say, you seem a lot sadder.
Yeah, what do you ascribe that to, Lou?
Well, it can only be one thing. Cuddle Club.
You guessed it.
Cuddle Club.
It's Cuddle Club. You say this. Is this how you end it every time? It's weird. You were in a good mood at the beginning of this. And now you seem really depressed. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club.
Cuddle Club.
Does it always come after this virtual hug? That's weird. You were really happy before I hugged you. What happened?
I mean, you're literally itching yourself. I mean,
yeah, I am. Well. Yeah. Get off, get your aura off me.
Oh, it's goodbye from me, and we've all not learned anything. Oh, is that a trail? That's a trail. Well, it's lovely to see you, Al. And I guess I'll say goodbye first.
Yeah, lovely to see you.
See you in RL. That stands for real life. Soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. So that was Al Green. Follow him online. You definitely will not regret that. It's Mr. Alistair Green on Instagram. Alistair. You love it when I spell to you, don't you? Yeah. On Twitter, it's the same sort of business, really. Exactly the same business. And he's doing live shows on the 10th and 19th of August at Rio Cinema with some other people. So check that out. I think it's Show and Tell, and they do put on some... I love Show and Tell. Not as much as Plosive, who are producing this podcast, but it's not a competition. Okay, love to you all. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.